Hello, beloveds. Today I'm thinking about hope. I've heard one description of hope as the belief that tomorrow could be better than today. By that definition, more and more, I sit with people who feel hopelessness about the future, despair. Whether it's about a medical diagnosis, a broken relationship, the environment, politics, the overall state of the world, I find that people are feeling that there's no good news ahead. And if I'm being totally honest, sometimes I get lost in despair too when I look out at the world. During one such of those personal times recently, I thought about what it means to put our hope in God. I struggle with the idea that I sometimes hear that hope in God means that a difficult health situation will get better, or that everything will just somehow be okay because God will just make it okay, when there are real threats to well-being all around. I mean, I am currently preparing to preach a sermon about John the Baptist being executed for speaking truth to power. But I also think about people in Ukraine, Palestine, and Israel, about victims of weather events and gun violence, people in domestic abuse cycles, or those experiencing hunger, job loss, or homelessness. Hope in God is never a guarantee that things will get better or be okay on this side of heaven. Hope can't be about rescue from danger. That's not how it seems to work. And that kind of hope in God can disappoint. That kind of hope can break your heart, and it can disillusion people about who God is, the way that God loves, and how God acts. Do I say all this to make it worse for you? I hope not, but it may feel that way. But for me, being honest about this reality actually opens up space in me for real and lasting hope and a deeper understanding of the nature of God. While there are certainly stories in Scripture about people whom God seemed to rescue from the hard stuff, there's a larger, more central story about a person whom God loved deeply, who was not spared danger or even death, despite his faithfulness. A person who spoke up for love and peace, for welcome, justice, sacred community, generosity, and grace, and was wrongly accused and murdered by his government for doing so. This person, of course, was Jesus. One of the big lessons I learned from the cross is that a God who would pick and choose who to save from danger and death and who to ignore and let it happen anyway would be a wildly unjust and terrifying God. Rather, what I see is a God who promises to show up for all who are in pain, regardless of how it will play out. What I see on the cross is a God who does not abandon us in suffering, but draws nearer into the middle of it and holds our hands while we endure it, whispering to us the reminder that we are seen and we are loved, that we are not alone. A God who, though not the cause of our suffering, promises to work to bring something good out of it so that it's not in vain. See Romans 8:28. Which is why, I think, one of the refrains most often heard in Scripture is some version of the phrase, "Do not be afraid, for I am with you." I don't think that God is telling me I'm not allowed to be afraid when things are scary, that I should somehow turn off my feelings, which, first of all, for me is impossible, but which were also gifted to me by God in the first place. Rather, I think that in that phrase, "Do not be afraid, for I am with you," that God is pointing to something beyond the fear in me. A reminder that even when I feel fear, because it's natural, that it need not consume me or have the last word. That even in the fear, there's something else going on. And to me, that something else is where hope resides. I remember a time a few years ago when I had to get a simple MRI. And I remember showing up early to that appointment. It was early in the morning. It was quiet. I was tired. And even though I wasn't in huge danger, no matter the results, I do remember feeling kind of worried. I remember feeling scared and thinking, I don't want to be alone right now. I don't want to be alone in this machine. I don't want to be alone in whatever's coming. And I need Jesus to be with me. And I remember feeling the comfort of God's presence. And I knew that that comfort was there no matter what the results were. I didn't think it would change the results. I just knew that God was there. To me, real and lasting hope means that I'm never alone in any of it. And it's not always just that feeling that I had in the machine. To me, Hope, as God's loving presence, shows up in so many other ways in life. It's in the fact that the sun shines every day and feels so good when I close my eyes and turn my face toward it. That birdsong and trees and the sounds of moving water always cheer my heart. It's in knowing the warmth of community around me when I'm hurting or grieving. In feeling truly seen by my partner when I'm going through what feels like an impossible situation. In being fully present with my kids, whose sheer existence brings delight and joy, even if everything else around me is stressful. In finding purpose in my vocation, even if it's challenging and sometimes feels like it's done in vain. To me, God is at work in all of those things, things that can't be changed or taken away by circumstance. I know that things might get worse instead of better, that things might get hard instead of easy. I know that my heart could get broken again and again, but what can't change in those times is the fact that I'm never alone, the fact that I'm always loved, no matter what, the fact that I'm tethered to the divine, the Christ, the energy of life that surges through my veins and yours, along with this whole planet and all of its creation, and binds us together in something stronger than hatred or even death. That the love I receive and share cannot be squelched. That there will always be people working out God's kingdom of justice. That I can try again and again to do my best to join them, and that I'm enough regardless of my performance. Whether or not tomorrow looks better than today, I know God will be there waiting for me and will hold my hand until the end and beyond. To me, that is hope. May you feel it too. Here are a few questions for reflection or discussion. 1, how do you define hope? 2, describe a time that you felt hopeless. 3, looking back to that time, where do you think God might have been at work? 4, describe a time you felt hope despite a hard situation. 5, what things in your life feel like God's presence to you? And now, as we prepare to go into the rest of our days, let us pray together. God of hope, your hope is not like the hope we hear about in the world. It's impenetrable. It's unchanging. It's relentless. Your hope is there with us. And sometimes we can't feel it, and that's a product of being human, and that's okay. But help us in those moments to take a deep breath and to tap back into the hope that you offer us always in your loving presence, seen all around us, sometimes in mysterious ways. Amen.